Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this Sunday morning, back in on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. A very quick chat coming up here with the Cards President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, and then it's off to Cardinal Baseball. John, first, thanks for some time this morning. I was talking to Oliver Marmol a little bit earlier. We had Bernie Miklas on, too. The kind of overarching theme was, as you look at a lineup like today and you look at the young faces in there, you do kind of get a feeling for maybe what the future looks like in terms of the real core of this Cardinals lineup, don't you?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. And yeah, I think that's right. I mean, obviously, when you look at where we are in the season, and when you start to put a little focus on the future and what that might look like, I mean, obviously you're trying to give some guys some opportunities, a little runway to see what we have, and just have a better understanding. You know, you clearly don't want to make massive decisions over what you see in the month of September, but it is a glimpse of the future, and I think we should take advantage of that.
Certainly, and I do think, and obviously, as you said, you maybe aren't taking everything, but you have 14 games left. You have 2 weeks left. You owe it to yourselves and to the organization, right, to understand where you are going into next year.
Well, I think, you know, obviously you're starting to think about how you want to plan for next year, what that's going to look like. And you know, you'd certainly want to take advantage of that time. But you know, I think the big thing for us right now is we want to finish strong. We want to feel good about ultimately how the month of September went, and I think that'd be a good building block for the future.
With just about a minute left, I want to get your thoughts on the week that Thomas Ajayi has had and what that's like for you watching him with his first big league hit, RBI, and ultimately home run.
Yeah, I think all of that was really cool, but I think the one thing that stood out was just his defense.
Yeah, it's played well.
Obviously, to go in and you know, make your debut at the major league level, there's probably a lot of nerves and some uncertainty and all of that, but the way he played was really impressive. And so, you know, I think it's great to see. And clearly, when you think back to last summer when we did make some of those trades to offload some talent, but hopefully to get some talent for the future, you know, he's certainly one of the guys that we were very excited about to get in that deal.
Well, John, as I said, it's going to be a short assignment for you. We're up against it because we've got Cardinals baseball coming up, but I always appreciate you taking some time on Sundays.
Thank you, Joe. Catch up in the future.
Absolutely. We'll do it. That's the Cards President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. We appreciate him taking time. Lutz Fahnenstiel, Bernie Miklas, Rebecca Tillett from St. Louis University, and, of course, Oliver Marmol. Cardinals baseball coming up on the other side of the break. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman. I'll be back for the pregame coming up after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.